Jesus was bleeding and had a human body. Yeah. Maybe the soul could be a god or something, but the body itself, like, there is no scientifically possible that a human body can live in space for 2,000 and more years. A body needs to eat, needs air, water, needs to poop, right?
Yeah.
So what's happening then, right?
When you read the Bible, you would understand that Jesus died with his body and resurrected with his body.
Okay.
So it wasn't just the spiritual, like, resurrection. It was a physical resurrection.
Okay.
And then the other thing is that you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
God, how can it become a human? And you said that it's scientifically impossible.
Yeah.
Science obeys God, I would argue.
Yeah.
Miracles are possible to happen if there's a God.
Yeah.
If the God wants to perform a miracle, he can. God limited his power by giving you a free will, which means if someone hurted you today, hopefully you're not going to tell them, God, why did you do that?
Mm.
You're going to say, yo, bro, what are you doing hurting me? It wasn't God.
Yeah.
Which means God is all powerful, but he chose to partially limit his power by giving you and I free will.
Yeah.
Exactly, which means he's not responsible for whatever everyone else is doing in your life because they have their own free will.
Yeah.
Now, if God could limit his power once, I believe, and Christians also believe, that he can do it twice.
Okay.
If he had a good reason to. God can become a human being if he had a good reason to. What do you think about this?
Yeah, that's a good point.